Good morning and welcome to Morning Coach Today. I am so glad you're with us. Hey, it's JB. I hope you're doing fantastic today. It is a Thursday, and we got a good one today. It is 1/20/2022. It is an Ask JB today. And we're going to get into a little bit of sales discussion today. I know this is a weird one, but I want to go over it because I've been getting some emails on it. You know, I talked about it the other day on the show, and a couple of people emailed in, and they had questions on like sales and how do we handle that and how does that work? So I wanted to go over that in particular because I want everybody to be on the same page, especially at this level. So over the last, a couple of weeks, we've brought 30 some new people into our community, and we're going to continue to bring new people in. We're really focused on expanding this year. We've had, obviously you've been with me for a while, and we've had a few people, new people into the higher levels of what we're doing. And I appreciate you being here. And one of the things that I've had happen over the past is that, I have always seen the best in everybody. And one of the things that I've always wanted to do was build community. And I've always wanted to build an affluent community, meaning people could work with each other and spend money with each other and share ideas and resources and grow it in that way. That's something I dreamt about. But as I started to do that, I'm just going to be in full disclosure mode today, just because you're with me and I trust you and I know that I can trust this discussion with you, is that it's hurt me really bad over the years, people selling within my communities, whether it's been online or even in my mastermind events. And it's something that I was very naive to, something that I didn't think would hurt. It originally, when it started, I thought it would be a good thing. People could come in and join the community, be able to sell and do things in here and grow their business. The problem lies in the fact that, as I mentioned the other day, as people get to know me, they know they can be vulnerable with me because I care and I'm not here to sell them something. I'm here to help. Obviously, we're business, so we are selling our courses and programs, but they really become vulnerable and know that this is a personal development community and the people here that are giving and really working to help each other. And there's a line there, right? There's a line that occurs when a sale is made, when a transaction is made. All of a sudden, the relationship moves from being a relationship based on help and a relationship based on giving to a relationship based on a transaction. And it takes a very special person to be able to handle that transaction without it becoming sour. It's just the same thing in my events when I just don't accept negatives. When somebody says the food is cold and they turn around to tell somebody else, gosh, the food sucks here, right, at one of my events, I don't want that person at my event. You say, well, that's pretty callous and cold, JB. Why would you do that? Well, because then the person says, well, yeah, the seat is uncomfortable, and the negative starts to spread. What that person needs to do is talk to somebody in leadership or somebody there that can handle it and let them take care of the problem. This food doesn't work. And then let us satisfy the situation. It's just complaining. It's just a microcosm of society. I do not want this society or this community to become that negative kind of societal place that it really is outside in the real world, right? This is our bubble and I'm going to protect this bubble. If I go to an event, it's very hard for me to be vulnerable because I don't know what people are going to do with that vulnerability. Or what they're, what they're going to bring to me. And, part of the problem that we have within our community, if somebody starts selling within our community and, we've got people that we're doing member bios on, people that are inner circle that have been with me for 100 years, these are people that pretty much I'm endorsing, right? They're people that, have been with me a long time and I love them to death. But if they were to go out there, and obviously the inner circle people understand this, they would never start selling within my community. They know that I don't do that. It would cause massive issues within the framework of what we're doing, and it hurts, right? So the way that we do it is to allow people to kind of work together. And because one of the problems is, what if you do build a relationship and all of a sudden you want to work with somebody? We need to know about it. It needs to be open. Everybody needs to know about it. The community needs to be open about it. Now, in one of my masterminds, I love the way they do it. Whenever they share a resource, right, they'll share a resource. And the way they do that is say, here is my affiliate link. And I just used the person's affiliate link the other day, or here's the direct link. And that's a professional way to do it, right? So they're not selling. They're saying, hey, here's a resource. And it had to do with our handicap accessibility on the site. If you get a chance and you look down at the bottom of this site, there's actually a handicap accessibility application running. It's really super cool. And so I was turned on to that company by a mastermind. And the gentleman who had given all of us the facts about ADA compliance and accessibility and helping our friends with disability needs had posted a resource to help us all. And in there he said, obviously I've worked with them. He was an attorney and he was giving us a ton of free advice. That's what you do when you're in a group in a community, right? But then he said, here's a resource that could help you handle that. And I am an affiliate for them. If you want to use the affiliate link that I'm putting here, I will make money, right? He's full disclosure. If not, just use a direct link. But that's the professional way to handle it, right? There are ways to work with people when somebody comes to you and says, hey, I need help with that. I see that you're specially, obviously in a community like that, like this, that's going to happen. We need to know about it. Leadership needs to know about it. Okay. Because that's what is going to help us maintain stability within the community and not let anybody come in and start to take advantage. The other thing we need to know is you can't police it. It's hard to, especially when we start bringing in a lot of new people. So one of the things that we ask is that you let us know. One of the errors I made, and Amber was mad at me that I told you to turn off direct messaging in the server. We have learned that direct messaging can be turned on for just an individual server. So it's good to have it on because you can DM one of our leaders, Jen, Amber, and Renee, or the other volunteers that we have coming on and tell them, look, hey, this person's selling and we can do what we need to do at that point, right? So we got to be very cautious about selling. And selling in general, here's the problem, is that it gets kind of ugly sometimes. And people who are building their business, you know, are taught. I mean, we just read in the Pumpkin Plan, right? And it says, you know, find where your best people are, go in there and sell. I mean, indirectly, that's what it's saying. It didn't directly say that, but that's what it's saying. I mean, they teach infiltrate Facebook groups. I mean, I've been in masterminds where like infiltrate Facebook groups and sell in there, build relationships and sell people. And I get that. I get that. I just don't want that happening here, okay? The other thing that I believe is that our people are good enough. I mean, anybody that's here is just solid. And we don't need to sell. What I mean by this is my friend Randy Gage, I haven't talked about Randy in years. I haven't seen Randy in years. I need to give him a call. But he's awesome. He's done some really cool things in prosperity. You know, he's had some major challenges. I'll never forget when he came out at the NSA convention and he talked about how hard that was for him to kind of stay quiet about his sexuality. And he wasn't doing it for attention. He was just saying this was what it was about. And that when he did it, he felt like people like hated him for a while. It was rough. It was rough for Randy. And he's just a good soul. He's a prosperity guy. When I originally started Morning Coach, he's one of the first people that sent out my Morning Coach stuff and said, I don't want anything. I want you to make sales. I yelled at him about not using my affiliate link. But Randy has always taught me that he doesn't sell from stage. And what he means by that is there's all these techniques that you can learn, the Pied Piper, where you lead people back, you blow a whistle and everybody goes to the back of the room. There's NLP techniques. There's all these things that people do from stage. And Randy's like, I'm good enough. I don't need to sell from stage. If you do a good enough job in your life and the things that you're doing, abundance flows. And I believe that. I never sell from stage. So when I go to a thing, you know, one of the things people say is, you don't sell from stage. I'm like, I don't sell from stage. I never have sold from stage. If I'm good enough, people are going to come up to me and ask me for my products and services. So one of the things that you have to get good at, if you're going to create content and if you're coming into the community and you do want to sell, which we don't allow, then you got to give, right? You got to get good because that's what people's going to come to you for. What we don't want, what you don't want to do is tie into somebody's vulnerability and then sell them something because they are being vulnerable and you're going to tell them you can help them. Specifically, if you don't even know the person and it comes down to a business thing, which I've had happen in the past where people have been told and promised things that were going to be done and then weren't fulfilled, that's devastating to not only community, but to your business. So I get it. When people are just getting started or growing, there is a situation where they're in a community where it's like, wow, this is fresh. I can make something happen. But it's just not what I want to build anymore. I'd rather keep my community small and tight and open and vulnerable than open the way they used to be when I was, you know, things were flying. I mean, at that point, we had, you know, 40 people in Inner Circle. Inner Circle alone was generating, you know, close to $500,000 in revenue a year. I think it was $400,000 a year. I had to shut that down because of sales. You know, we had at that point near 900 to 1,000 people in Morning Coach. You know, so there, it was, and I just wasn't paying attention. I'll be 100% transparent. It just wasn't something that was on my radar. I was like, hey, let's everybody go make money. But it literally, it shook the foundation to the core of my business. It took the heart out of my business because people were coming because they were vulnerable. They liked the message. They were really connecting. And then all of a sudden, a few people started to sell and it really devastated the entire community. I'm just not going to allow that to happen, right? I don't want people coming into our community with an ROI attitude. Like, I joined this because I know I can find people and I know I can get a return on investment, especially at the mastermind level. That's a big one that occurs. Like, people join masterminds because they're looking for one or two clients that can change their business. And again, remember Mike Michalowicz, that's not how you should be thinking anyways, right? One more sale will just change my business. So I'm going to join this mastermind. I'm going to Baby Bathwater with no intention of selling a thing, even though it's a rule. I'm going to meet cool people. I'm in Casey Neistat's course with another 40 people. I don't even know who these people are, and I'm helping them. I don't care. That's what we do for a month. That's what a community does. I'm in there giving them valuable tips of stuff that I've learned. You know, that's what you do. You know, I'm doing it because I want to do it, because I want to be there. And so it's critical that we understand this as we grow and we start to really become a bigger community. The value is in our community. The value is in us partaking and helping each other, me coming and guiding a little bit, right? But bringing more responsible, amazing people together is what creates a just amazing community. And I've mentioned this before, that is what I dream of. That's what I dream of every day. You know, Jamie goes in there and posts and is welcome people. And it just warms my heart when I see that. You know, Jen's in there, you know, and posting pictures of her dog and you know, jumping in there and helping. Jurgen's in there almost every day. You know, we've got people coming in all the time. And that's what I've tried so hard to build, is a great place for people to come in and have discussion and ideas and thoughts on things that are affecting them in their life. And the reason I say that is because I've been a member of communities that have changed my life. And that's really what we're focusing on creating, is a safe place for people to come and get information. And for somebody to go in, if they're a Freedom member, and ask a business question. And if the business question involves something that somebody sells, then they're not getting sold. But if it's something that gets deeper into that, and it's a technical question that's going to involve time and resources, that we are notified that, hey, I need to talk to this person because obviously you like them. They've been a member of the community, and I really would like to get their help. But I realize I have to compensate them because it is a pretty deep thing. Well, then we sit down and we understand what's going on, and we let the people in that group know that these two people are going to be working together, and there are no secrets. Because it's the secret stuff that goes on behind the back that destroys a community, and it just doesn't work. And it just doesn't work anyways in the big picture of sales. It just doesn't work. And that's what I was saying. Like Randy says, if you're good enough, you don't need to sell from stage. Go build your business in other places. There's many other places to build. If a relationship occurs and something happens, then just let us know about it. And if somebody is doing that within the framework of our community, then I need to know, because that's a no-no. Right. And that's going to be reprimanded pretty highly. I'm not, how do I want to put this in a nice way? You know, I'm willing to kick anybody out. I don't know how to else put it. Right. I will kick anybody out because they are violating, you know, other people's trust. That's something I'm not going to put up with. This is a safe place for us to come and be friends, community members, and help each other. And that's the way I want it to be. That's my dream. Right. And I'm going to protect it. With 16 years of experience, 17 years of experience, and understanding the mistakes I've made in the past, we won't allow those to happen again. But again, that's the last I'm going to bring this up ever again. I just want to bring it up. I wanted everybody to know. Well, let me say that. I don't want to say never, because as we grow, there is a chance that I may have to talk about it again. But at least we all understand that you are safe, and I got your back. And there are times when you're going to want to work with somebody in the community, and I'm totally cool with that. Just let us know. Let the leadership know so that everybody's on the same page and so somebody doesn't get hurt. And that's the main thing. And more importantly, the community as a whole doesn't get hurt. That's the most important thing. Okay? So I love you. Let's go. Let's go make it a great day. Get in that community. It is a safe place. We're protecting you. You can be vulnerable. I'm telling you. Let us know what you need. I'm here to help you. I love you. Go do it to it, and I'll see you tomorrow right here on the show.